This air review is brought to you by Verizon. When the Navy and the Marine Corps look to securely and effectively modernize their voice communications, Verizon's suite of services, solutions, and contract vehicles are there to help meet mission needs.
Hi, I'm Jordan McDonald with WCIO Media and Research, and today we're at the 2024 Sea Air Space Conference in National Harbor. Today I'm joined by Colonel Brooks Braden, Commanding Officer of the Marine Innovation Unit. Thank you for joining us, Colonel Braden.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Colonel Braden, could you run me through what the Marine Innovation Unit is and how it functions?
Sure. The Marine Innovation Unit is a reserve unit that has reservists who have unique skills and experience that they've acquired from private sector that they are now coming back and utilizing in support of the Marine Corps. So, for example, we have a lot of Marines who have gained very unique experience in anything from logistics to cyber, to consulting, finance, all kinds of different types of functional backgrounds that are things that in the Marine Corps we may have pieces of it, but they don't have the same kind of breadth of experience and application. So they come back through the reserves to support the Marine Corps to bring this unique perspective. So in the Marine Corps, they can provide different ways of looking at problems, and then they can also provide different paths to be able to help solve those problems. And a lot of it, too, is the best way to employ us, because we have unique capabilities, is to partner with commands and to come up with a shared campaign plan so that we can come in and help them identify before they start planning something, when is the right time for MIU Marines to come in and support, when's the right time for them to do, the customers to be able to do it themselves, or when's the right time for a third party to be able to handle it. And then we can also help work with them on different budgeting considerations. So what's the best way for them to use operations and maintenance funds? What's the best way for them to use military construction funds, as well as research funds, procurement funds, and other types of funds that they might have?
And so, as I understand it, the Marine Innovation Unit doesn't receive its own funding. How do you partner with different departments to help them understand where they can find innovation, find emerging technologies for their own usage?
Right. Yes. Yeah, so one of the things that we've started doing recently is developing these staff-level direct support teams. So what we found is we had all of these reservists with these different types of capabilities, but they just didn't know when to call us, and they weren't familiar with our capabilities and when was the right time to employ them. So we're partnering now with a lot of the major commands, three-star commands within the Marine Corps, to be able to help them plan early. And oftentimes what we find is there are different kinds of problems in the commercial field, in the commercial sector, private sector, on how to solve problems. A lot of the types of problems the commercial sector deals with is, how do I change my standards? How do I do something new? In the sense of, I'm trying to increase productivity, I'm trying to improve quality, I'm trying to reduce costs. And that kind of planning process is different than the planning process that most of the Marine Corps and the Department of Defense does. So we bring that perspective on helping them to be able to use their funds better. And a lot of that has to involve cross-functional organizations. So if I'm going to relearn how to do something, each of those different staff sections have to learn to work together to do that new thing. And there has to be some exception of risk. So we help them work through that. And a lot of our MIU Marines have seen this dozens of times. And we can bring in teams from different industries, different functional backgrounds to help advise them and inform them so that those customers in the Marine Corps can make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so you've spoken about this before, but the need to create a sort of dual fluency between the commercial sector and the military. Could you speak more about that?
Of course, yes. So there is a difference of language. You see this in different industries that they use the same terms, but they mean something different. This is very, very important for the Department of Defense and also for commercial companies who want to do business with the Department of Defense. So in commercial world, you have a certain amount of funding, and you can spend that money on just about anything as long as it's not illegal. But for government, we have a thing called the Anti-Deficiency Act, and you can't spend any money on anything unless it's approved by Congress with a certain type of purpose for a certain amount in a certain time frame. So that what that does is it means that when in the DoD we use the term requirement, or we use gap, or we use program, or things like that, it has a very different meaning. And it's less permissive, but we have to follow certain rules within that framework. And so that's what happens is that it's oftentimes gets miscommunicated, so that when we talk in terms of gaps or programs, funding, that we don't have the same kind of flexibility, we don't have the same meanings. And so just being able to translate, hey, when you as a commercial company or in the private sector are saying program or funding or requirement, it is completely different than what we mean in the Department of Defense. And so to make sure there's no misunderstandings, to make sure that we have a meeting of the minds on both what the need is of the service and what the capabilities that the private sector company can provide, it helps clear up a lot of that kind of confusion and helps the private company get better funding, have forecasting on what the business opportunity is.
Mm-hmm. I think there is a desire sometimes to go for the flashiest technology that's available. Mm-hmm. How do you balance the need to find technology that functions today with the desire to find the next exciting technology of tomorrow?
Sure. So within the Marine Corps, we have different organizations who are responsible for making those different purchasing decisions. But from the commercial perspective, so of our reservists, we come from a background where in the private sector, most of the innovation happens by changing activities, changing techniques on how you do things. So we change, if I'm going to improve quality, I've got to change how I do things. If I want to improve productivity, I've got to change how I'm doing those types of things. So most innovation and the perspective we can bring to the Department of Defense is innovation can be process, it can be techniques, it can be expertise, it can be culture and management systems. And ideally, the technology that you're going to bring in is going to support those changes of how you do things. And it would be it happens sometimes where you get technology and the technology dictates how you do things, which is sometimes necessary but less than ideal. So one of the things that we try to do is provide that perspective on how to improve and innovate within the resources they have. So the current force, the current equipment, the current structure. But we can also then talk about change management within the organization, about how you can do things differently and how do you measure that change and how do you assess and analyze your current state and develop a plan to get to whatever the future state is. But then we can also help you manage your resources on how to be able to manage that change.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Colonel Braden, and excited to see what else the Marine Innovation Unit has in store.
Great. Yes, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.